Today's episode is brought to you by Mazars.
Sound Cartel.
From Sound Cartel, I'm Nicole Goodman, and this is Business Essentials Daily. The federal government is considering changes to the definition of casual employee, and bosses who misclassify their casual staff might be in for a world of hurt. Janet Tan, Senior Associate of Justicia Lawyers, explains the proposed new rule shortly. So how is casual employment currently defined? Janet explains to Chris Ashmore.
So a casual employee is an employee if they accept an offer or a job from employer knowing that there is no firm advance commitment to ongoing work with an agreed pattern of work. So the difference between a full-time employee is that they work 38 hours per week, and a part-time employee is an employee who works less than 38 hours per week. And there's usually more regularity about when work is performed by a full-time and part-time employee. So unlike part-time and full-time employees, casual employees don't get entitlements such as paid annual leave, personal carer's leave, or notice when their employment is terminated. Instead, they receive a casual loading of 25%, which is set to compensate them for not getting such entitlements.
Well, casual employment, that can be a win-win for both employers and employees because the flexibility it offers, plus I suppose casuals get more in their pay packet. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's true. I think the difficulty we're seeing is not all casual employees are genuinely casual employees. And for example, you know, an individual might be initially engaged as a casual employee, but over time they start working more shifts and they start working a regular working pattern. And this is where issues arise. And then the question has to be asked whether this person is genuinely a casual employee.
Is that the reason why the federal government is considering changes to casual employment?
Well, the federal government is seeking to amend the definition of a casual employee to create a test which takes into consideration the whole employment relationship rather than just whether an employee accepts a role without the ongoing commitment of work. So the government's view is that the change will provide a fair and objective test to determine whether an employee is actually a casual employee. So under this new change, the definition of casual employee will be met if the following conditions exist. So the employment relationship is characterised by an absence of a firm advance commitment to continuing an indefinite work, and the employee is entitled to a casual loading or a specific rate of pay for casual employees, and that could be under an industrial instrument, such as a modern award or an enterprise agreement, or under an employment contract. Importantly, it'll be a few factors that will need to be considered to determine whether an employment relationship is characterised by an absence of a firm advance commitment to continuing an indefinite work. And these include things like looking at your employment contract, whether there's a regular pattern of work, and whether an employee can reject any offers of work.
Well, obviously the government believes the change is good, but who is it good for?
Well, the changes can be seen as being beneficial to employees. So the government's been really critical in the past about casual labour and has repeatedly criticised casual labour as exacerbating problems with insecure work. So it's anticipated that by introducing a test that looks at the whole employment relationship as opposed to whether a job is accepted with a promise of ongoing work, that this will ensure that the employment status of the employees are correctly identified and then as a result they receive the correct entitlements they're entitled to.
And so where does that leave employers? Will the proposed changes make it more difficult to hire casuals?
No, I don't think it will make it any more difficult to hire casuals. I think employers will just need to be aware of the circumstances in which they're hiring their casual employees and being aware that how they engage their employees will dictate whether they're going to be classified as a casual employee or not.
Are there penalties if a boss misclassifies an employee as casual or permanent?
Yes. So this is one of the changes that's coming in. So the changes include penalties if an employer misrepresents an employment contract for casual employment when it's actually for work other than a casual employee. So an employer who's found to have made these misrepresentations could be required to pay up to $93,900,000 in penalties.
Well, is there anything business owners should do now, whether or not the changes do happen?
Yeah, definitely. They should be looking at your employment contracts for your casual employees, and they need to understand in detail the way in which this employee works. So things they need to consider include how often your employee works, whether there's a pattern of work, does the employee have set days of work or times that they work, and how do you engage with this employee to work? Do you request that the employee works? And does this employee have a right to reject the request for work? And the final thing to consider is whether an employer has made any representations about the employee's employment and whether there have been any commitments to ongoing and indefinite work. Ultimately, if an employer is concerned about whether a casual employee is genuinely a casual employee, they should seek some legal advice about the situation.
That was Janet Tan, Senior Associate at Justicia Lawyers. Business Essentials Daily is a Sound Cartel podcast. Producers are Nick Schildberger, Chris Ashmore, Jeff Waters, and myself. Technical production by Pete Letts. I'm Nicole Goodman. Thanks for listening. We'll bring you more Bee Daily next week.
Sound Cartel.
This episode was brought to you by Mazars. To find out more, visit mazars.com.au. That's mazars.com.au.